This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking about excited, last week an announcement came down that one of the top junior wide receivers, not just in South Florida, but the entire country, has committed to Clemson. His name is Nathaniel Joseph. They call him Ray Ray. He's a wide receiver at Miami Edison, and I go back with his family for years and years and years. Quite a great family. But this young man is everything advertised, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Nathaniel, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your commitment, and So far, what a really good junior year you're having for Edison, a team that can surprise a lot of people this year. First of all, talk about your commitment, and you got to be happy to have it out of the way.
Yeah. So you know, it was a great journey from the beginning. You know, I got into everything with the recruitment thing in the eighth grade. So you know, just to come from that far and seeing all the hard work I put in. You know, it was just great just to, you know, be able to, you know, choose from different schools where I wanted to go. You know, I did my homework before I made the decision. You know, I looked at, you know, rosters and receivers and how many, like, what they have. And, you know, I see I could come in, you know, to Clemson, who I committed to, and maybe potentially have a big shot at playing early and even, you know, being a great shot in these special teams and helping these special teams.
Right. And I know your family, and I mean, the education has been huge in that family. I've known it, you know, with Bo and with Flex and everybody who's come, you know, played football and also have been able to balance in the classroom. How important was academics for you from the beginning? Because I know your family's always kind of like made it a priority.
Yeah. Academics, you know, that comes first. I mean, that's the foundation of everything. I mean, because you know, I can't play football forever. So, you know, academics just, you know, that's overall number one. You know, you got to look at academics first before football. I mean, football is important, but without the grades, you can't even play. So, I mean, you know, academics are always important. You know, I never wanted to bring home a C. You know, I always work hard not to even bring home a C, just A's and B's. And if I could keep all A's, then that's perfect. But, you know, academics always been the high standard for my whole family, like you said, Flex, even my little cousin, Nah, who go to Miami Edison, Nah, say running back for us. He, you know, academics are too. So, you know, everything is just, you know, it comes first with the academics, you know, because even the colleges won't even look at you without the academics. So that's important.
And, you know, a lot of young kids listen to this show, and when they hear you say that kind of puts things into perspective, because you're at the top of your game as an athlete and also as a student in the classroom, which is great as well. You take a look at this class of 2023 receivers, and, you know, I'm an OG, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I've never seen a group like this before. I mean, not only yourself, but Brandon Innes, and you look at Fowles from Dade Christian, and you look at all these guys in this class. And you came up with these guys. You played youth football against them. You've seen them for a long time. Talk about that. I mean, because I've never seen this much talent at one position. You know, you throw in guys like Richard Dandridge, who was at Homestead, and players that you competed with and against and 7-on-7. Talk about that and how it's become like you guys are all fairly close. You all know one another. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
I mean, yeah, like you said, the talent is great with the receiver group and the class of 2023. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it just get the best out of all of us, honestly. You know, because, you know, all of us want to be on top. So, you know, it's never hate. It's all love again, you know, with everybody. Like, you know, me and Brandon Ennis talk a lot. You know, me and Santana Fleming, William Fowles. Like, you know, I play with these guys, 707. I play with William Fowles at Miami Christian. So, you know, it's just, right. It's all love. At the end of the day, you know, we all reaching the goal. So, you know, we see one, you see each other doing stuff. So, you know, we try to do it and do it better. You know, so we just use this great talent to help one another. Just try to, you know, outdo each other. And then, you know, that just make all us better. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, because all of us want to be, you know, at the top. And, you know, so we all put in that work on and off the field to be on top as a group. So that's just the unique thing about having this class, so that 2023 receiver group so good. Because, you know, when you have a class that you just the only guy, it's like, you know, who you going against? There's nobody right. to bring that dog out to make you want to go get it. But, you know what I'm saying? So that's an up that I look at it from that standpoint.
No doubt. Nathaniel Joseph, junior wide receiver, recent Clemson commit, joining us this evening. And also, you know, you talk about an Edison team that, you know, that Coach Campbell and the coaching staff, I mean, they create competition, like you said. They bring in a lot of talent. It's a lot of fun. I mean, you know how I don't have to tell you about Coach Campbell. He's that type of guy. If you do something, he'll ride you forever. And obviously, you're one of his favorites. He was, you know, especially for your announcement, he had to set that up quite well and everything. Talk about him as a coach, because people don't know him, you know, but a lot of people don't know him as a coach. But here's a guy who may be best known for being a rapper and doing stuff like that. But he's been around football all his life. And he knows the game. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Luke's just great. I mean, you know, like, I never had a head coach like Coach Luke. I mean, you know, he got two aspects of life. I mean, you know, outside of football, but when he comes here, it's strictly business, strictly football. He don't bring what he do, the way he make his money, his outside life, he don't bring that here, no matter what happened. He always come here head on and want the best out of everybody. You know, that's just big from a person who have a big platform like he does. You know, he do his shows, he still make it to practice. So, you know, that's just a leader. You know, that's just a leader that we could follow behind, because we know this man works hard. This man make a lot of money. He makes a lot of money, and, you know, he could be other places, but he comes out here and spend his time with us, and you know, he be here all day with us. So, you know, it's just he's just great overall. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just a great leader, because, you know, like I said, he could be anywhere making a lot of money, you know, doing other things, but he rather come out here with us and spend his time. So, you know, that's just a great thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, I'm watching him, and you know, he's got a lot of competition on that team. You got a lot of receivers. Your quarterback play is I mean, this team could do some things this year. I mean, you guys have an opportunity to run off some games. I know in a couple of weeks you get to go to Niceville, which is in the Panhandle, one of the better 7A teams in the state. Obviously, that'll be good some additional exposure for you and the team as well. It's got to be exciting for you. To have an opportunity, you know, to play a lead role on a team like that, but also be a guy that doesn't have to do everything. I mean, you've got other receivers, you got other, as you mentioned, so outstanding running backs. I think a very, very underrated quarterback. When I watched you guys play a couple of weeks ago, I think he's going to be really, really good. Hezekiah is going to be good. What's your favorite? I mean, I know that you love 7-on-7 in the off season, because you get to mix it up and chop it up with a lot of the guys that you know. I mean, I know you look forward to those 7-on-7s, getting a chance to play against some of the best in the country. Has that made you a better player, you think?
I mean, you know, I've been working since Miami Christian. I mean, the 7-on-7 part just basically, it kept me, you know, in shape. And the 7-on-7, I mean, it keeps a lot of kids out of trouble. So, you know, that's just a big thing. I mean, for, you know, like South Florida Express, they take us Orlando. We always travel. We always away from here. So, you know, it just keep a lot of kids from out of trouble. But, I mean, it has made me better in certain ways. It really made me meet a lot of new people and, you know, a lot of connection. So, I mean, the 7-on-7 thing, you know, it was big. It got me better, like, you know, conditioning-wise. It, you know, kept me in shape. Kept me, you know, because it's like kind of receiver thing and DB thing, so it kept me with the running routes and, you know, just get my, like, me working my technique. Like, that's how I use 7-on-7. Use it, like, basically working on myself and you know, and like learning from Brandon Ennis and learning from Santana, like we all learning from each other. You know, that's what I use 7-on-7 at. I never use it as like a playful thing. I mean, you have fun with it, but at the end of the day, you know, I just use it for my technique and, you know, and conditioning.
Yeah, no, and it's paid off, believe me. And you've done an awesome job, and I just want to congratulate you on everything that you've done, the classroom especially, keeping the balance, because, you know, you'll be a role model to a lot of kids who play the game of football, but you'll also be a role model to a lot of kids who take the education serious as well. And I thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Again, congratulations, no problem, Nathaniel. And we'll see you a lot this year and over the next couple of years before you go off and save the world. I appreciate you spending time with us, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, thank you.
Good job. Nathaniel Joseph, a great guy. As I said, I know the family for a while now. And they're all the same. They're basically all the same. They're tremendous athletes, but they're awesome in the classroom. They're great people, and nothing wrong with that as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.